Welcome to Prosperity Talk with the financial prosperity coach, Christopher Music, who has been a featured guest on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox affiliates, sharing his 20-plus years of experience in financial principles and how to apply them to your life and business.
Welcome to Prosperity Talk. This is P. Christopher Music, the financial prosperity coach. And I'd like to welcome you and congratulate you for taking steps on the route to financial prosperity by listening to this show. Today, I have a rock star guest who will share his secrets about how to become a rock star expert in your industry and how to make more money building an automated sales machine. But before we dive into that topic, I want to share some insight about why I started Prosperity Talk. You see, my job as a financial prosperity coach is to align correct solutions to your financial experience. You know, there are basic principles of prosperity that have been repeated over and over again by the sagest minds in history. I have studied and summarized them in a body of knowledge I call the Golden Route, the 21 Principles of Prosperity. Now, this podcast focuses on those fundamental laws of prosperity and their application within today's economic and financial realities. The financial position you find yourself in today is your indicator of how well you have understood and applied these principles, or not. It is my hope that you use this wisdom to achieve what is most important to you. My mission is to help pave the way for correct financial knowledge. That's why I'll be interviewing professionals that are truly rock stars at what they do, especially the innovators, the ones who have looked at the status quo and said, I can create a better result than what is average here. And that's the kind of people I would like to introduce you to. Today, we'll be discussing the Golden Route principle, pursue excellence and professionalism in your work. Because I promised you rock star guests on Prosperity Talk, my special guest today is a multi-million dollar expert in direct response marketing, event marketing, product launches, and internet sales marketing, Dustin Matthews with Speaking Empire. Dustin is the co-author of several successful books, such as How to Get Rich Working for Free, ROI Marketing Secrets Revealed, Secrets of Real Estate Millionaires, and a special co-authored book with marketing guru Dan Kennedy, titled The Ultimate Success Secret. Dustin currently spends his time mentoring and educating industry experts on the specialized processes he has developed to help entrepreneurs and small business owners achieve financial success through marketing efforts. Welcome, Dustin.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's great having you here. Now, I've known you now for about, I'm going to say, just over a year, I guess.
I think that's right.
Yeah, and have gone to a couple of your events and been able to really been exposed to incredible marketing strategies that I never even knew existed. And so what I want to do today is spend a little time interviewing you on the prosperity principle of pursuing excellence and professionalism in your work as it relates to marketing oneself as a rock star expert in their chosen industry and building a profitable online revenue source. Okay. So Dustin, it's obvious you're a marketing industry expert rock star. But tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself, how you got started, and what main principle led you to your multi-million dollar success.
Thanks. Absolutely. I'd love to. You know, the big thing, you actually already said it, and it was, you know, meeting at events. And so the big principle of how I've had found success is by who I've surrounded myself. And that came out a lot of going to live events and meeting people. And so my story is I read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I got super excited. You read that book?
I did. Yes.
Yeah, I got super excited by real estate, but I actually found out that it wasn't my passion. And I think that's funny because in life, a lot of times that happens. You start down one path and you end up completely, completely in a different direction. So that was what got me started. And so I got excited about real estate and I fell into this company that was selling information, selling how to get rich in real estate. And so I went along for the ride and we grew it to Inc. 500, seminar business. And I really got to test on other people's dimes. And so that was really cool strategy. But really what I had learned was surrounding yourself with the right people is the main principle. So whether you're looking for an advisor, whether you're looking for a coach, it's finding the right people. And that's the key thing. You can find people, but it's who do you find? And so you want to look for the leaders in the industry that you want to excel at.
Absolutely. I think one of the things too is obviously emulating those people who have gotten results that you seek for yourself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing is there's a lot of talk out there. And so you have to make choices, or you have to make decisions based on what you can see. And you want to gather as much data as possible and then move forward, you know, ask people and just move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So diving right into the subject, why do you think it's important for someone to desire to be seen as a quote unquote rock star expert in their industry? Based on your experience, why do their customers and clients even care?
Well, as soon as you say the word rock star, and you're like not the other case. So as soon as you say the word rock star, you have ears perk up for a guy like you for sure. And then for other individuals, maybe my introverts out there, their ears fold over. And the reason why is rock star can mean a lot of different things, right? And, sure. And really, when I use that word, all I mean is being seen as the go-to person, being seen as the expert. Now, some people really like the flash and they really embody being a rock star, flashy clothes, flashy lifestyle, that sort of thing. But it doesn't have to be that way. I actually kind of fall in the other category where I'm sort of introverted and I'm not a flashy guy and, you know, I don't have the jewelry and, you know, fancy car, right? I'm like kind of like the millionaire next door type, right? Mm-hmm. But I still leverage the principles of being a rock star or being seen as a rock star in my industry, in my niche. And the reason why I do that is not for my sake, it's really for my client's sake. So I got a question for you.
Sure.
And for everyone listening in. Would you rather have the landscaper that just is everyone's landscaper, or would you rather have one of the Bucks, you know, landscapers, that's a professional football player, would you rather have one of their landscapers do your yard?
Well, of course, I want the notoriety of using the same guy as a famous person.
Absolutely. Literally, they could be just as good. But the person that can tell the story that allows you now to share the story with your buddies at the, you know, water cooler or on trips on the plane in first class, like, you know, I've got this, you know, rock star landscaper. You know, he cuts the grass of this famous Bucks player. You know, people want that want to be able to tell that story as a marketplace. And so to separate yourself, it's important to be seen as somebody that they can tell the story about.
Well, sure. It's positioning.
Absolutely.
Putting yourself in the same sentence as a famous person, it positions you and elevates you to that same level.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'd add this to it. You know, sometimes people look at rock stars or celebrities and, you know, they think of some of maybe the people causing a ruckus out there, the Lindsay Lohans, maybe the Biebers. And I'm not saying emulate that, but there is a lot of stuff that's out there that we can emulate. So a real quick example would be, you know, celebrities are seen with other celebrities. So if you're starting off from scratch and you don't consider yourself to have the industry notoriety, well, simply going and taking pictures with people, putting them on your website and your media kit, that now allows you the ability to communicate without saying it and bragging about it. Like some people don't feel comfortable with that. And so it gives you that ability to leverage rock star status. A real simple example.
I love it. It certainly does work. It does work. Okay. Well, how does becoming an industry expert help them really make more money?
Well, this is really a bigger question about the marketplace that you're going after. And I suspect people listening in are going after or are in the process of going after the higher end part of the marketplace. That would be my biggest advice if they're not there. And in some businesses, you know, you might play the volume game and go after it. But what I found is when people, when you go after the more affluent marketplace, people buy who you are, not necessarily what you do. So they buy the story, they buy the trust factor, they buy, you know, who you've done business with. Oh, I want to use, you ever heard this? Who's your guy or who's your gal that does your radio program? Who's the guy, who's the gal that writes your copy? Who did your website? Everyone wants that, right?
Sure.
So they're talking, that's more about the who. They're not asking, well, does your guy or gal know PHP or whatever the technical lingo is? They want to know who. And so when you are that go-to person, when you're seen as that industry expert, that positioning, the sales process goes away. You can start to charge more because of who you are. Another classic example for those that really want to grasp this is Dr. Oz. You see Dr. Oz on TV. Mm-hmm. Is he better than a traditional doctor in your own hometown? I don't know, possibly, but my odds are that they probably have the same training. Maybe somebody out there has more training, but I can tell you that they don't get paid the same like Dr. Oz, all because he's on TV. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong about society, but that's how it functions. So why not leverage the principles that put more money in your pocket?
Exactly. If nothing else, he's communicating to many more people.
Absolutely. And you get your message spread for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, good. So Well, the next question I have for you is, what is the definition of a sales funnel? And what are some of the first few steps a rockstar expert would take to begin building one?
Well, a sales funnel really is the process or the path that you want to take your folks down. And I suspect some people on here, you might be thinking at home or in the office, you might be thinking, well, you know, I don't necessarily sell a product like at Walmart, or I don't sell a product online. And, you know, I've got some very fancy, sophisticated sales process for closing my sales. And so my proposition to you is, what is the path that you want to lead your prospect down, whether it's online, offline, or a combination? What is that path that you want them to go on? And actually, what is the path that is required so that they actually become a sale? What are the touch points? Whether we send them, you know, a radio interview, whether we send them an email on email online, whether they come to a live event, what is that touch point? And so creating your sales process is pre-engineering the path. And so many business owners and entrepreneurs leave sales to happen chance. There's no choreography. It's like, oh, we got some leads and oh, we got a sale or two, but what is the process? What is the path that must take place in order for someone to raise their hand and then ultimately close the sale?
Yeah, you know, and I deal with private practice professionals. Mm-hmm. And these are people that are healthcare professionals like dentists or optometrists, right. Even veterinarians, and even, you know, financial professionals. And typically, number one, they're not typically strong marketers. And number two, they always look at, well, I'm just going to work on delivering a service to this person. And I'm not going to create any real glide path to fill up a funnel where we constantly have qualified people coming out the bottom to take our services. It's always by referral rather than by building a system.
Absolutely. I was just going to jump in and I was going to add, you know, we started Foreclosures Daily. We grew it to Inc. 500. We did 14 million. And when we first got started, though, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like the money was coming in. And so what my partner did now was he said month one, he built the product, no sales. So he's like, OK, I'm going to do all this stuff and I'm going to make the product better. So let's put more money on the credit card, because he was getting it off the ground and he made the software better. Well, at the end of month two, there were still no sales, right? There was no process. And a lot of people do that. I'm not saying have a bad product. Everyone should commit to having and believe in the product that they sell. I'm advocating having and pre-designing the path and focusing on what is it that you want your customer to experience online, offline, on the phone, so that it leads to a sale.
I agree totally. Okay, good. So now that we better understand the importance of becoming an expert and why we should build a sales funnel, how do we automate the sales machine without desensitizing the interaction with the customer or the client?
This is a great question. Not a lot of people actually focus on the desensitizing of the human interaction, but this makes the question harder and more fun for me, like I'm performing on the tightrope here. The automation part can be really fun and exciting for a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs and private practice professionals, because they can actually automate, whether that's through software and doing live webinars online, basically screening or educating the patient or educating the client before they even come to you, thus making the sales process a whole lot easier. But it also can take place with humans. You know, humans are a form of automation, whether you have an assistant, whether you have office staff in there. And so you want to, again, once you define what the sales process is, or once you define what are the touch points that you want people to experience that you know lead to a sale, then we can start to automate that. One of my favorite ones is what I mentioned, which is a webinar. And it's essentially taking a talk and recording it once, but playing it over and over and over again. And so as the parade of people come through of prospects, they watch it. And the ones that want to do business with you, they raise their hand and either they're sold online or they come see you in the office. And you have now automated essentially a part of your business.
You know, and that's really an incredibly important thing, especially with the internet age being what it is. You know, I went to a seminar once done by a chiropractor, and it was in a Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock in his office. And he went over about nutrition and went over the value of chiropractic care. And I was looking at that going, wow, what an incredible way to position yourself as an expert by having done all this research and figure out a way to automate that on an internet webinar and be able to drive local traffic to that, rather than trying to have to every Tuesday night do a 2 or 3 hour presentation to try to get new patients to come in the door. And so one of the things I wanted to ask you is what would you say to a person who says, well, I'm a professional and I deliver services and, you know, I don't want to do this marketing stuff. You know, special reports, you know, people do those, I know, and online webinars, whatever, but I just want to treat. Yeah, I just want to, treat my patients, and I want to do my professional work and be a practitioner. What would you say to a person who has that mindset?
Maybe to pray. I would say that they need to find somebody they need to find a marketing professional that really enjoys it. They need to find somebody that could come in. They can find them at seminars. You know, I got started as an intern, and I know that's not the magic bullet answer, but at the end of the day, no matter what you do, whatever your business is, you deliver a service, but you're not in that business. You're in the business of marketing and finding clients for that service that you provide. It's really the hardest thing in business to do is to find the marketing and sales. And so I suspect some folks, you may be thinking, well, gosh, why, you know, I'm kind of later on, I don't want to invest all this time into a marketing education. I would find somebody would be my biggest bet. And the other way to kind of play this too is referrals. I know people are looking for the magic bullet. So if you have strong referral sources, simply cultivating them and just marketing to them and keeping them excited can provide certain people with enough business where they don't have to learn the whole gamut of the marketing education. There's the magic bullet answer.
Good. Well, I think we're kind of skipping on to the next question here, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway. You know, before we wrap it up here, what one or two tips would you give our listeners, besides what you've already shared with us, to help them get started right now on taking action to become an industry expert rock star and making more money?
The first thing for making more money, and this is when I got started really at Foreclosures Daily, was the company with my partner Dave. And what I did was I was very introverted. So to do this radio program, to do any sort of stage speaking, which is ironic because that's what I do. And I was very introverted. And so what I did was I leveraged existing assets. So in most businesses, there are assets laying around that have been untapped, untouched, unused. And that happened to be our customer list. We already had customers. And so I knew if we could put another product in front of them, by Pareto's principle, 80-20 rule, 20% of them are likely to at least raise their hand and say, hey, I'd be interested. And so that's what I did. I created a letter and I sent it to the existing customers and prospects. And I was actually too afraid to get on the phone and talk to them and close them. So I leveraged the people around me that were sales professionals. And so basically, I leveraged marketing to drive the lead to the salesperson that closed them. And so my biggest thing for most business owners is oftentimes if we can create a new product or find somebody else to joint venture with that might have a product that would benefit our client base, offer that to the existing, and that can be a real quick way to make money. In terms of becoming an industry rock star, one of my favorite ones is being an author. Most great rock stars, most great business celebrities, CEOs have a book. They don't necessarily have it when they first get started, but it is a tool that most people have. Even people that shouldn't have books, right? And they make it every effort to push it up the top 10 list there. And so that would be the quickest way. Now, a lot of people might be thinking right now, oh gosh, writing a book, yeah, I'm not a writer. It's as simple as writing a check these days. And so if your client base is strong enough and can support it, you know, having a book can instantly elevate you. It can get you speaking gigs. It can get you on radio programs. It can get your exposure up because it's the new business card.
Yeah, I agree totally. When I do my seminars, I'm always talking to these professionals about, well, if nothing else, do some kind of a special report. You know, the five things to know about visiting your veterinarian or whatever it might be, just to put yourself just a bit above your competition in your local market so that you are seen as that expert in that area. It's a really important thing.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, you know, presidents and famous celebrities, they're not writers either, most of them. And so they're ghostwritten. And I think a lot of business owners don't really understand that. Is you simply, as oversimplified as I'm making it, because it is, you simply can write a check to a certain individual or company and they will work with you, interview you and pull the book out of you. And you don't have to you know, wake up at 5 a.m. like I did to write one of my first books every morning. It's a lot easier nowadays.
Yeah, it totally is. And especially with the resources that are available on the internet, it's really, it is much easier than it ever has before. You know, there's all kind of people out there that just like yourself who focus on marketing. Marketing is way more than just the postcard or the sales letter anymore. It's a whole panoply of different services that all interconnect and integrate. Especially when you're trying to promote personal services and things to set you just a bit apart from the crowd.
Absolutely. Even the office, you talk a lot about private practice professionals, even the office, like our office is a sales tool. There's awards on the wall. There's certain things in place to tell a story. And it's because, again, getting back to what we started with, people want that story. People want to say, oh, yeah, I went to my rock star dentist, or, you know, my financial planner, you know, works with this celebrity and this person and, you know, that. And so choreography is key.
Very good. Very good. Well, thanks a lot, Dustin. You know, this is a very involved subject matter, but it's well worth the effort. Now, I'm sorry that's all we have time for today, but I'd like to thank Dustin Matthews from Speaking Empire for being with us today and sharing his experience and knowledge. I really appreciate that because I feel that one of the most valuable things we have is knowledge. And I believe we can all benefit from sharing our experience and insight of success to bridge the knowledge gap with experts like you. Now, Dustin, you truly are a rock star, and I really appreciate you being here for that. Now, how can folks get a hold of you to get more information about your products and services, Dustin?
Well, absolutely. You know, as a rock star, you are a performer, whether you do it live in front of people or on a webinar or even through a radio program. And so if you'd like to get some more information, you can go to www.speakingempire.com. We've got loads of resources on there, but one in particular is how you can communicate with power and influence. And so if you go to speakingempire.com, you'll find that resource available for free on our website. And you can also call us in the office at 1-800-687-4061, 1-800-687-4061, and you can talk to my right-hand person, Caroline, and she can help you with any resources that you may need.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Folks, our financial experiences, whether it's a good experience or a bad one, really comes down to one simple element, planning. And marketing and future viability is only one small piece of a business owner's planning process. You see, financial planning is a very misunderstood concept, but it's actually very simple. It's about time and money. We spend the majority of our effort turning time into money. That's our job, our profession, our career, our businesses. But to what end? Do you know? Correct financial planning allows us to reverse the sequence and allows us to have money so that we can convert that into time. And that's what all this effort is really all about. Now, the question I have to ask you is, what contributions could you make to your life and the life of those that you love if you had more time to pursue things that did not require you to be earning a paycheck or earning a living? It all has to do with the quality of life. It all has to do with being able to achieve one's most valued goals and purposes, whatever that is for you. So what I want you to do right now is grab a pen and paper and answer this one simple question. Based on what you learned today, what one simple thing could you do that would move you forward on the route to financial prosperity? I want you to write it down, and I want you to make a plan to make that happen for you. I also want to invite you to follow me and connect with me on all my social media channels. One of the best places to get a hold of me is at www.pchristophermusic.com. That is my personal website, and I would like to invite you to have a discourse with me so you too can have a very successful, positive financial experience while you live your art. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Prosperity Talk with the Financial Prosperity Coach, Christopher Music. For more information on prosperity principles and how to apply them to your life and your business, visit Christopher's personal website at pchristophermusic.com or connect with him on Facebook at facebook.com/pchristophermusicauthor. You may also call Christopher's office at 727-588-1540 to request more information or arrange for him to be a guest speaker at your next event. That's 727-588-1540 or visit pchristophermusic.com.